Welcome to Cannabis School. I'm your host, Jesse Angelis.
And I'm Brandon Elder.
And we're here to talk to you about everything pertaining to cannabis, from vape,
flower,
edibles,
strains,
and everything in between. You know, Brandon, reviewing this strain has brought me to something. Now, you know, you can say things are like bollocks, right?
Bloody bollocks.
Yeah, that's like saying bullshit, right? But if it's the dog's bollocks, then it's really good, right? Which is...
The dog's bollocks.
Right. I was thinking of Eddie Izzard. I played that for you. And this strain is definitely the dog's bollocks.
This strain was definitely the dog's bollocks. It was, oh my God, so delicious.
Yeah, it was really good. We had it in a cart, and we're just dragging this out, aren't we? You know what strain this is? This is called King's Bread.
It is King's Bread.
I imagine like almost like Hawaiian. I don't know why my mind went there, but it was like the Hawaiian rolls.
Oh, the King's Bread Hawaiian rolls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kingpin. Okay. That's exactly what I thought. That taste was very similar to that. It's not, for me, it was like hints of vanilla almost. But it was just so hard to describe, but it was just tasty, like fresh, sweetened bread.
What I tasted was...
The dog's bollocks bread.
Like banana pudding was what I would taste in that. And then I had my buddy try the pen, and he was like, this tastes like a little bit green banana. And I puffed on it. I was like, you know, I can actually taste that. Like, so for me, this King's Bread pen... tasted like either banana pudding or like a slightly green banana.
Yeah, it was so...
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was really...
Blew me away.
And the great thing too is that it's a pretty quick onset.
Yeah, it was.
Like almost instantaneously from that. We had just said, we're like, dude, if we could try this in the flower form...
That would be fantastic. I can only imagine this would...
Oh my gosh.
Do such dirty things to me.
Sounds like somebody needs a therapist.
Or a good strain.
But it's definitely, this is a hybrid strain, right? So this is kind of middle of the road. I mean, it's high on energizing and a little above average on the amount of THC, but...
Yeah, it's like high teens, low 20s.
What's the lineage?
So this is a... supposed to be from a sativa landrace one out of the Blue Mountains of Jamaica, but they don't have a lot of detail about the actual origins.
Really?
Yeah. So some people think it's supposed to be like lineage of lamb's bread, but this also goes by King's Breath. So interesting strain.
King's Breath.
Yeah. I like King's Bread much better.
Right. King's Breath almost sounds like, you know, lots of like stale wine and maybe a bit of ham or some blood pudding.
Yeah.
That just sounds nasty.
It really does. But one of the most prevalent terpene in this is myrcene, but the most reported flavor in flower is like lemony.
That's weird.
So a citrusy taste. Yeah. Because I didn't get any real lemon terpenes at all.
Not at all. I got more of the sweetness as you described. And the great thing was, whether it was your first pull or your fifth pull, it was really consistent. It just tasted really, really good. It is definitely, I would put up there into the candy strains. If you have this in a vape form, it will disappear pretty quickly.
Yeah, it will.
You'll be like, what? I just opened this.
Yeah. That's how it goes. You put it on the thing and you're like, wait, I just attached it to my battery and it's already like 3/4 of the way empty.
I would rank this up there as far as habitually tasting this cannabis up there with limoncello. And again, limoncello.
I might put this above limoncello.
I definitely would.
Yeah.
As far as like tastiness and overall just happy feeling. I felt... happy, but not like a stupid, like,
yeah, it just had like a light body buzz. It wasn't really heavy, but
like, it's a good research strain too. If your job requires you to do a lot of research, this is a good way to be able to, not necessarily on high on the creativity side, like Jet Fuel or Pineapple Express. But for me, this definitely hits that spot of I just need to focus and disappear into whatever I'm diving into, whether it's a book, whether it's a new podcast, whether it's a, you know, I wouldn't say a TV show because you really don't need to do a whole lot to get that. But any way that you're able to consume content and learn more, this is a really great strain. This is a learning strain for you college kids out there. This is a really good one to have on hand.
Yeah, it's true. The most reported effect is actually creative, energetic, focused, hungry, sleepy was surprising, but I think maybe in larger doses or maybe on the come down at the end, they start getting sleepy, but I didn't feel that. Yeah.
No, not at all. And then the cool thing too is, I mean, stress, depression, anxiety, always of that one. But, you know, on the stress side, it's actually on the higher side. And I would say that, you know, going through a lot of different changes in life, just as of recent, I'll tell you that this helped out a lot. And this is, you know, those Buddha things that says, let that shit go.
Yeah. I have one hanging from my rearview mirror.
Right. Oh, that's right.
You know how I am when I drive.
Yeah.
I need to remember to just let that shit go.
Mm-hmm, let it go. And this is definitely a good strain for that on that stress and depression side, because those are bedfellows. Let's just be honest about that. Right. And if you don't get enough sleep, then you start getting the anxiety. This is definitely one of those ones that make you feel calm. And you're just like, really?
Yeah, it was a very calm, like for a sativa-leaning hybrid, it was really calming.
Yeah, great for those who are like, you know what, I need my indica to help me kind of just de-stress. This is a good one in between that, you know, use it as needed or all day if it's on a pen. But again, never tried it in flower.
I was surprised that this one's used for like pain relief and muscle spasms.
It does make sense, though.
But it does have like the light body tingles in that, kind of relaxes it. So,
wow.
Yeah. Now, quite an impressive strain.
For me, the length of time that was last on there, this is difficult because, again, it turned into a candy strain for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really get to have a break because I just kept puffing on it. And I was like, oh, man, like I got halfway through that gram cart pretty quickly. And I was like, oh man, this is bad.
It's so good though.
Yeah, you got to keep it away from you.
Yeah, it's one you have to like set down or go put in the other room, because if you carry it around with you, it will disappear so fast.
Yeah, and this is like what you could really enjoy from this as far as like in a food side, dude, just a really good home cooked meal would be great with this strain.
We made some like tuna poke bowls at home.
Oh yeah,
with it, that was super tasty.
Yeah, I just recently grilling up steaks and chicken, and then having some steamed broccoli and some washed white rice, washer rice, and it was just awesome. On that, it just felt satisfying. That's a great word to actually describe this strain. Satisfying.
It is quite satisfying.
Yeah.
From all around.
Yeah, it's a wonderful way to be able to feel everything. And even with the stress reducers of it, it's always good to couple it with a really good CBD product.
Clean, delicious tasting King's bread.
Yeah. Oh, so good. And I don't think I would need, I don't know, and I haven't had in flower, but another strain that we reviewed, it made me feel super anxious.
Mm-hmm.
And I used quite a bit of CBD and another strain to try and get it back from there. I don't think I would have that problem with this. I think I could smoke myself stupid and I would still be really happy, feeling very good. Again, it's more on the head, but a happy head.
But it was clear though.
Like super clear.
Clear-headed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very clear-headed sativa.
This would be a good like disc golf event.
Oh, yeah. That'd be way cool.
Right?
Or longboarding the canyon. This would be way cool.
I'm just terrified like really of that, focused. But I would do it on King's bread.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask you actually if you longboard. Terrified.
I am terrified of these things because I just...
Then we shouldn't start with the canyon.
Old. I am old. And all I keep thinking is like, if I fall down,
it's
going to rip a bunch of tendons.
I've had people crash on that, on the canyon. It's not a fun thing.
Yeah, but this strain would be great with like physical activities, even like,
oh yeah,
like, I mean, if you got a company softball game, you're like, I don't care about those dickheads, but you're excited about the softball game, psh, puff on this. If you can get it in a pen, I'd say about 3 to 4 hits for your moderate users. You're going to need to go about 6 for your heavy users. And for you light users that are brand new, just take no more than 2. Yeah. Just maybe just one really big one.
Or don't even do a really big one if you're really new to it. Just start slow.
Because you're just going to stand there laughing.
That's true.
Right? It's a giggly strain.
It is quite a very... and that's like this review. It said, I felt extremely euphoric and giggly. Happy to be around good company. Quite social and talkative. The high is musical and creative. Music is greatly enhanced and engaging, emphasizing the trippy qualities of the high. After the peak, I felt significantly more uplifted and energetic than usual, even motivated. Cleaning and organizing is fun, and I still felt more talkative and social than usual. Significant appetite stimulation and mild come down, but somewhat scatterbrained and absent-minded.
Yep.
Nonetheless, great for depression, anxiety, and bipolar. Perfect for early morning, great all-day smoke. Leaves one feeling content and relaxed with minimal mental burnout. Absolutely perfect example of an upbeat daytime sativa for getting things done, relaxing with friends, and being outside.
Hmm. Yeah. That sounds awesome. I miss King's Bread already.
I know. You know, it was sad. I chucked it the other day as I finished the end of the cart, and it was like, damn, I wish there was more of that one.
I know, right?
Gotta go get more.
That's one of those carts where you're like, you're leaning it or you're getting the hairdryer out.
Just gotta get the last bit.
It's trapped at the top and it's like slowly going down. You're like, come on.
My girlfriend looks over and she's like, why are you licking the cart? I'm like, shut up. Don't judge me.
It's the King's
Bread.
I'm
trying to get all of it out.
It's the only one where I'd crack open and get the rest of it out with a toothpick.
Yeah.
Just scrape it out. Please, I'll just smoke this in a dab.
I wonder what the actual concentrate tastes like. Mm. Because some of them you can taste the terpenes, like it's really potent. If you were just to eat it raw, I wonder what that King's Bread.
Yeah, like the orange strains, because that orange oil is so dominant.
Oh, some of those citrus ones are amazing.
Yeah.
That orange Florida, it just smelt and tasted like orange rind. It was amazing.
Orange Florida. Hey, for those who know any Orange Florida where you can be able to get some, let us know. Hit us up. See if there's a way that we could be able to, get some.
Let us know. Go check out our Patreon.
Help
us hit 420 supporters.
420, yeah. Dev, it's the best time.
It's the time everyone needs to be celebrating.
Yeah, and we are.
3 o'clock, 5:15, 8 a.m., you know, whatever time is 420 for you.
Well, and it's on our path to being able to make this something where we can do full time, where we can dedicate more knowledge to you guys, being able to develop greater content. And just to say thank you for all of those who are listening to us. We're still in shock all the time. So hold us to that. If you ever see us at a conference, you meet us in a gas station, or you just say hi online, just know we're not going to be dicks no matter what.
Unless you ask us to, then maybe we can plan a roast or something.
Wow. Oof.
Yeah.
You sadistic person.
No, I really don't think I'd do it very well. Especially like I'd smoke and then just be like, oh shit, man, this is terrible. I don't want to say this.
Well, if you're a masochist and that's going to get your fancy, just go over there on Patreon just saying, talk dirty to me. And one of us will reply.
We'll figure it out.
All right, guys, with that one, we are going to check out